Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show on the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People Media Network on Block Talk Radio. You can check us out on the Truth Is Out, the Truth Is the Truth.net. That's the Truth Is the Truth.net. Go in there, subscribe, be part of the truth. The truth wins out in the end, always. I have a lot of things I got to say. We kind of changed. I wanted to change a little bit beforehand. Before the show this afternoon, I was kind of having a debate. What used to be Twitter is now X. It's kind of interesting, and I just invited him to debate us on the radio show. His name is. They call him Alex on the was Twitter now X. This is a guy that loves to debate and to teach kids how to be all kinds of sexual stuff, go against the parents and stuff. He is one of the reasons that we need why DeSantis has to stop his campaign at president, stop being governor, and crack down on Trump. Because all he is talk, talk, talk. And we have kids that are being inundated by indoctrinated and by people like this guy. To be something they're not, and he's teaching CRT and all the other stuff, and if you point them out, he says, "Come and get me," just like a criminal always says when they know that they're playing politics and they're not going to do it. He needs to DeSantis needs to start acting like a governor instead of like a wussy politician, and put these people away. These teachers are not teachers. They're indoctrinators, the pedophilias, the pedophiles, their pornography, and they're brainwashing these kids to be something they're not. They're dangerous. These are the teachers that tell your kids, don't tell your parents what we're talking about. And if your parents actually lie to them, that's what he is. And I challenge him to come on the radio show and debate what I just said. he needs to stand up and be counted, and so do we. And he says, why don't you call the cops on me? I don't have to. I just report his name to the agencies that oversee it, like for agencies like the Heritage Foundation, Hillsdale College, and Alliance Defending Freedom, and the Family Research Council, and many other Moms for Freedom, all that stuff. There are people that want to protect the kids from these indoctrination stuff. And he basically supports illegal immigration and human trafficking and all that type of stuff. Because I asked him, do you support these teachers about human trafficking in the Black community, which they're the biggest slave traders going out there, go back to the beginning of time. And I doubt if he's teaching that. So again, this is a guy, and this is not, he's not just one of them. There's a lot out there, and we need to stop. Our children's being attacked. Our children's being incarcerated. This is evil. This is the devil's work. And this is really evil, and this is part of communism and socialism, and that's what this is, to try and break up the family unity, and they are little, he is bad, I hope a lot of people that are following the debate on what was Twitter and LX is out there and actually report this person and try to protect it. And if there's kids that see and knows this guy, and the parents know that their kids are in this class, pull them, because that he's bad and he's evil, and he needs to be fired immediately. And I hope these agencies that his name was referred to and the discussion was referred to start doing what they have to do to protect the kids in that class and anything else that he teaches, because he's a danger to society. And that's a bad thing for that. We can't have that here. And that's a big thing there. Now, before we go into my co-host and anyone that calls in, if you want to challenge me on that and everything else, you can give us a call at 515-602-9657. That's 515-602-9657. I'll debate anyone. My co-host will debate anyone on parental rights, on defending our children. I urge everyone that haven't seen Sound of Freedom to go see it. It is doing great. They just added hundreds of more theaters, and it's really racking in. And American people that see it, they come out shaking. And I'll tell you, it looks like, I want to say something. The Democrats / socialist communists, whatever they want to call these thumbs today, they support human trafficking. They support human trafficking. They support child molestation, pornography, children trafficking, and all that type of stuff. They attacked fentanyl. They kept money off of fentanyl, open borders. This is all part of the same thing in the pockets of China and everything else. Now, before I really introduce Scarlett, we have a situation that's developing in the last 24 hours in this country. We have a person coming to Congress tomorrow. His name is Devin Archer. That's Devin Archer. He is the partner of Hunter Biden and the companies that they work with. And and to try and prevent, this is obstruction of justice, again, it's happening. Biden under the QT ordered the Department of Justice to arrest Devin Archer, to have him come in for immediate arrest. Archer's been threatened left and right by Biden and company. He is going to come to, he is going to be testifying before Congress tomorrow in a closed location in a deposition, and we'll get copies of it. He already did interviews for a couple places, including the reporter of the New York Post who exposed the Hunter Biden laptop and started the whole deal going. Biden and company, including Garland and everyone else, deserves to be arrested immediately for treason and do the trial instantaneously to the tribunal and then executed. That's what it needs to be do, because that's what the penalty of treason is. And anything they're throwing at Trump, that's not what it is. Trump didn't do anything. Everything they accused Trump of, Biden and company have been doing it. Biden and company made more than $50 million for influence peddling, money laundering, bribery, all kinds of extortion of all the companies, foreign leaders and stuff, and so forth, selling his office, selling the Senate, selling the vice president, and now the presidency, making north of $50 million and more, and still going on. He lied in the debates. He's lying every which way. Every time Biden, Greg Kelly's right, every time Biden opens his mouth, he's lying. And he is a criminal, and we call him the Biden Criminal Enterprise or the Biden Crime Syndicate. It's not just him. It's his whole family, straight down the line. And this goes on since the beginning of his career. And this is what's happening. There is literally doing obstruction of justice right now. The DOJ is weaponized, and it's got to stop. The American people got to start doing things. Congress, first thing tomorrow morning, Matt Gaetz has a bill that's going to be voted on that's going to fund Jack Smith and the DOJ immediately. That should stop a lot of it. The American people, we got to get to a class action suit against Jack Smith and the DOJ for trillions of dollars. We're going to put them in the street with a tin can and a German Shepherd. We're going to make sure that they never have power ever again. And this is it. This is what we call the American Revolution Part 2. The American people had enough. Look what they have 40, 50,000 people or more yesterday in Erie, Pennsylvania. And you got idiots from the DeSantis camp say, oh, it's not even full. Bull crap. They blew past the record held by Elton John. That was the old record. And now it's confirmed by everyone that really knows the truth. So let me introduce you to Scarlett. How you doing, Scarlett?
I bet you Trump can fill Wembley Stadium.
Oh, yeah. You know who can fill Wembley Stadium? AEW. They sold 80,000 tickets already and still got some, we're still selling.
I read that Adele filled it 98,000 stand-up.
Yeah.
Okay, so my point on Devin Anderson, that's his name?
Devin Archer.
Devin Archer. He's somewhere, so he'll be seen from a computer, right?
He's isolated, and they're going to meet in what they call the skiff, but they're going to meet in the place.
Why don't they
where
put him on a screen in Congress from his... from wherever he is, and just isolate.
I don't know. It's a deficit. It's deposing him, and there's a couple other things going on there. But yeah, it's just
okay,
the final nail.
Because
the impeachment is starting tomorrow too.
What happens when he's deposed? What happens with that?
It goes towards the articles of impeachment that's happening with Garland and Biden.
Biden.
Kamala Harris.
Kamala, Hunter, Obama,
yeah.
Hillary. Okay. So once that's done, what's the next process?
They start putting out the evidence and everything and showing everything else. And then they go at the end of that, and it gives them the power to complete more investigations and get things done properly. So when we go to the Senate, the Democrats have no choice.
I say Biden pulls martial law. I say Biden pulls martial
law. And he will not survive. We're ready for that. And the American people, we have enough. We're not falling down on this. The American people had enough of this stuff. It's called the Second American Revolution, and we're ready.
I bet he calls martial law and he closes everything and shuts down the country.
And it'll never happen because the American Revolution will start, and he will not be around too much longer. The American people had enough of this. We have, see,
okay.
Under the Constitution, if the federal government gets too big, we have the right to change the government under the Constitution. That's why we have checks and balances. The reason why we have the Second Amendment wasn't for hunting. It wasn't to protect ourselves from intruders. It was to change the government. If ballot Joyce Kaufman said that if ballots don't work, bullets will, in the Tea Party rally a few years back, she was right. Okay, the Constitution says if you can't change the government through because of something illegal happening through the ballots, you have the right to use to take up arms in the Second Amendment to change the government. That is part of the Constitution.
We, the rogue government.
We, the people, is the militia, not the military.
We
the people,
rogue...
is the militia.
Oh, fuck. We have a rogue government.
Right.
So it's time to send them
marching. Yeah, it's time. Right. So that's what the Constitution
okay.
says. We have that ability under the
How
Constitution.
How long does the impeachment process take?
It depends on how it should take one of a couple of weeks, but they said by the end of August all will be gone.
House and Senate?
House and the House for sure, and maybe the Senate too, but the end of August. Nobody, including majority of the Democrats, believe that Biden's going to be around to be to run for in next year.
That's because they were trying to do a coup d'etat and put in somebody else.
Yeah, but they're not going to, by the way, they're not going to put in the Obamas of any kind because they're under investigation for murder.
The only way that they can get in is through Congress.
Right. And the Obamas are under investigation in the death of their chef. And drowning because they found that they ruled it a homicide, and now that they're looking to go after them for that. This is the second coming of Vince Foster. They're not going to allow him to get away with like the Clintons did.
Well, we'll watch and see how it plays.
Yeah.
How's it doing in California now with this new with whatever's going on there?
California is California. The homeless and the drugs and stuff. Companies are leaving. Let's put it this way: they are actually chaining up Walgreens and other stores in California. Are literally chaining up the refrigerators, the ice cream cases, and other places because these people walk in and steal them blind. If you try, and this is not only California, but in Florida.
Why don't they have security with a gun?
Because they're afraid to, because they'll be charged with murder. The left, see, this is what the Democrats / communists left, they support law, they support the criminals. They don't support law-abiding citizens. If you try to defend...
What's going to happen when all the businesses fold and leave, and they have no
they're
business?
Doing that. They're starting to do that. And, and so that's the thing there. But this is, it happens not just only in California, but it's happening in Portland. It's happening in Chicago. It's happening in Baltimore. It's happening in New York City. It's happening anywhere. You can't walk the streets of
the
hangout game. The
new mayor is worse than the old mayor.
Yeah. Right. And then you got,
people vote for it, so they deserve what they're going to get.
And then you got the governor of Illinois, Pritzker, whatever his name is, Pritzker. He signed into a law that you don't have to be an American citizen to be a police officer. You can literally have illegal aliens guarding legal law-abiding citizens in the state of Illinois. So this is crazy. So the criminals
Ohio,
took over
Ohio
Illinois.
Ohio voted in that you can kill your kid. So,
look. Okay, you're not gonna. Okay, if you're gonna go out pure abortion ban, you're not gonna win.
So states now are just doing what they want.
Yeah, and that's fine. Let them decide what's best for their state. That's fine. I got nothing wrong with that. States' rights. I agree with Trump. I agree with Reagan. I think abortion should be banned except for the circumstances of rape, incest, the welfare of the mother. So I think it was up to, and that's the way it is. It was, and that's it. And I think that's a good thing. I think for six weeks may be a little too soon.
I think the father should have a say over his child.
I agree with that. And this is a debate I had yesterday. We came to a conclusion on that. Order to delay us, the debate says, okay, you support what I just said. When does child support begin? I said as long as the husband and wife is together or divorced, child support begins the moment of conception, because that's when life begins.
Parental support. I don't think the man's money. It's the man's money.
Right, they both put the money into the pot. She agreed that's a parental support, that they both put money into the system, but that's not the. That also said, an insurance to cover the baby should begin at the moment of conception too, which is fine, because if you're treating a child like a child, it's supposed to be like a baby, a life, you should have all the benefits of it, and so
of course
we actually have an agreement.
Care.
Yeah, prenatal
the
care, insurance is covered.
The mother,
they both should be, and the father
is pregnant. She should be going to see an OBGYN.
Right, and the father should tag along because he needs to be part of it too.
Right.
You know, and the lefty in this agree with me, and we compromised on that. So if you talk things out, you can work things out, and that's a good thing. And she ended up following me from now on, but that's a big thing. Now we have a problem with the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Joint Chiefs of Staff guy, his name is Charles Brown. He wants to propose that he wants to recruit the military, but he wants people to go up the ranks by color more than anything. He wants to bring it down to 43% whites in the military. That's not going, and the reason why he's doing it is because he felt that he got passed over because of race, and so he's now turning the tide on it. He's racist. Well, you can't run a military by color of the skin. It's about the content of the character. It's about qualifications. You go up the ranks because of what you're qualified. One of the best military minds I know, and I know personally, was Alan West, Lieutenant Colonel Alan West. Well, he's a friend. And there are others out there going up the ranks. It doesn't matter the color of skin. You know, it's what's great. No. You know, one of the biggest generals out there, I thought was good, but George Patton, MacArthur, we miss those type of generals and leaders, Eisenhower in his own wake, you know, and others, Omar Bradley, all those stuff of World War II, those the greatest generation. We need them now, because right now, Ollie North is good.
Ollie North.
You know, there's a lot out there. So, you know, that's a big thing. You know, and again, Now, yesterday, Friday, Trump was in Iowa, and he had, there was 12 or 13 candidates that spoke at the Iowa dinner, and they went down, each one had 10 minutes to talk, you know, there were people talked about different things, he stayed really good, you know, and you got idiots like Chris Christie, the Pillsbury Doughboy. Him and this other guy that went after Trump, no, you know,
William
Hearn. Both of them, all they care, they're both in it not to win. They're there to try and hurt Trump, and it starts backfiring. William Hurt's out of politics. He's done. And Chris Christie, the Pillsbury Bulldog, it's got less than 1%. He's not going to go anywhere.
Ever.
I don't understand why Peter Cracchioli likes Chris Christie. I think it shows that he's more of a part of the deep state than anything else, you know. But you know, because Chris Christie is like deep state. He'll never get Jersey for one thing because of what he did to the Bridgegate, Fort Lee, and that's a big thing there. You know, so that's a big thing there. But Trump did his whole thing in 10 minutes, and that's amazing.
Is he raising money?
Trump's raising money,
Chris Christie.
I don't know if he is or not. He's so far gone. Maybe he's using it to go to Dunkin' Donuts or Krispy Kreme or something. One of the people that worked with us that was on the plane with him, Chris Christie recognized Chris Christie, but he took up two seats on the plane practically. He's so big.
Did he pay for it?
I don't know. No one asked him that, but he locked out like he's sleeping. Trump, on the other hand, he could go 18, 20 hours and still get energized to do things. He could do 4, 5, 6 different rallies, each one speaking an hour or two, and keep going. Chris Christie can't do that. He can't buy anyone else. You know.
Okay.
So, you know, we had to rally yesterday. What happened was in Iowa it was great. And by the way, DeSantis and Trump spoke to each other behind the curtain before they each talked. They met each other and they spoke. And then yesterday came out that in yesterday's speech that Trump announced that he believes that DeSantis is the sanctimonious is dropping out. I got that word a couple weeks ago that he's heading in that direction. Look, DeSantis doesn't have the personality to be president. DeSantis is good as governor of Florida if he stayed as governor of Florida and not campaigning. He listened to people like Jeb Bush.
He lost his moral compass.
Yeah, lost his moral compass. He listened to Jeb Bush. He listened to Paul Ryan, the deep state, and that screwed him up.
Yeah.
He knew all the handwritings on the wall. He knew that Trump is going to Trump's up 40, 50, 60 points, wherever you go. The American people want Trump. They know that the left is scared of him. They know that Biden is circumventing weaponizing the DOJ and others to try and stop Trump. And the American people are not stupid. They know what's happening. And I call thousands of people every week, and I'm telling you, Trump is going to win this going away. We have place and things going in. There's a lot of different ways of stopping him, stopping the left from doing what they did in 2020. Nobody's going to follow them and stuff that they did. Even they're not acknowledging that the mail-in balance is done. They're not going to use the excuse of any kind of disease because no American's going to follow it. And with that going on, and what happened this past Wednesday.
I can't figure out how people are still wearing a mask.
Because they're stupid. Hey, people, if you're wearing a mask, go see a psychiatrist because it's stupid. You're actually hurting yourself. The reason being is that you're bringing in your own poisons and your body is taking in that poisons and you're causing your diseases such as tuberculosis. emphysema
or lung cancer.
Lung cancer.
Or something.
More people are getting sick from the shots, number one. The boosters were a failure. Everybody's out saying that. You don't know what's in there. Everybody got some kind of side effect, sometimes immediately, sometimes months or years afterwards. It's not a good thing. It's not a good thing. If you want challenges at a debate, give us a call at 515-602-9657. We'll debate anyone that calls in. If you want to make a comment, we'll gladly do that. It's simple. By the way, I don't know if you know, but they changed the format a little bit for the system here. But it's pretty much the same. They have a new way of doing things, but it's actually the same, at least to me it is, and we have no problem. So that's a big thing there. Again, Trump rally yesterday, there were several new things going on. They were doing the Congo, you know, years ago with the Congo lines back in the 70s, 80s, 90s, with Gloria Estefan and others. Well, they were doing that at the rally yesterday in Erie, Pennsylvania. And it was started off with a bunch of people, and then it went to hundreds going throughout the rally area, up and around. And it was unique. And Right Side Broadcasting Network recorded it. You can watch it there. And the left, again, including the Sanctimonious, his people were saying that it was empty. No, it wasn't. Again, they broke records. It beat Elton John's record. According to the authorities and city officials in Erie, Pennsylvania, it was the biggest crowd they ever had in the history of Erie, Pennsylvania. So, again, the left lies. The Sanders group lies.
Watch on ESPN and they'll show it. It's all
yeah,
camera.
They show the crowd.
It's all film.
Yeah. They have several cameras showing the crowd. In fact, they interview. Let me get this done. They interview a guy early when they're waiting online, and it caused kind of a little bit of a controversy. We had another guy who was doing an interview. It wasn't Brian. Someone else was doing it, and he was talking to the guy and talking about deep state and the rhinos and the communists and all that stuff. And he did. He told them. He said that, you know, we got to get rid of the deep state, got to get rid of those stuff, arrest them, and then execute them, and something like that. And, or kill them or eliminate them or something like that in such a way, which was wrong. And everybody said, well, we don't promote violence. That was out of context. But it caused a little controversy with that little thing. And they explained the situation there. Sometimes with all the music and playing and stuff, you can't actually hear the whole interview. And they might have, even though he might have agreed to it, he really didn't. But the point was, people, that shows how fed up the American people are for all the garbage that's happening. And, you know, we say follow the Constitution, arrest these people's asses, try them according to the Constitution for treason. And then when they're found guilty, then execute them. That's how you do
it. You
know,
living on the street dates back to Occupy Wall Street when they did that in New York under Bloomberg, you remember?
Yeah.
So I think Bloomberg set precedents in this shit.
Yeah, he did. He probably did get rid of the 10th city, but if you allow, and this is where Trump's right, if you allow 10 to build up, you get 1, 2, 3, 4 tenths in an area. In a week, you're going to have 100 tents or 1,000 tents. You can't allow them to build 10 cities up. You got to tear it down immediately. Occupy Wall Street is Occupy Democrats. It's George Soros. It's Antifa and Black Lives Matter all rolled into one. And it's also Obama. SEIU.
Working families. Acorn.
Yeah,
the whole
all that stuff. Yeah, all the same
under
thing.
Under new identity.
People.
But they're the same brand.
So anyway, but Trump spent like 2 hours. He was there. He did Friday, in Iowa, left to stay for hours shaking people's hands. He said he must have shook 1,000 hands. And then he went and then came back the next day.
You know, that's
weird
since I must say that's very weird with Trump because he doesn't like shaking hands. So that was very bold and brave of him. That's awesome. Yeah.
Trump knows that you can't just
Trump,
do rallies.
You know that.
Yeah.
You don't know what they are and shit like that.
Trump is like a grip. Trump always likes it.
I think that is awesome of him. That's courage.
Yeah.
You know?
Trump likes to get involved. He knows how to become personable. He knows how to interact with people. And if you get to know him, when I met him a couple of times, it's like standing next to a grandfather. He treats you great and stuff. And how you doing? And he asked, you know, when last time I met him a while back, he asked how I'm doing. He asked how a certain other person is doing, you know, and stuff like that. And they're doing. And that's a good thing because that's how he cares about things. And he cares about the situation going on, how's the Tea Party movement back in the day, and all that stuff, business and all that thing. But he treats his, with the kids that come around. He treats these kids not like the significant who sniffs on people's stuff. Oh, by the way, the left and some of DeSantis nutcases. Posting pictures of Trump with Epstein. Trump and Epstein only met once. Now it's a Mar-a-Lago. When he found who he was, he kicked him out. There was no other thing. Anything else you see on the line is Photoshop.
That's
bullshit.
Just showing you that DeSantis has lost his moral compass.
Right. He lost his way.
Look at the drag in his campaign.
Right. And then when you go to his campaign, you can say, look at the crowd, not showing much. They say, you're wrong.
Maybe he should pass the torch to Jeanette Nunes. He needs to retire and go back to whatever he was into before because he really is not he's not on the correct path. I'm telling you.
I have no idea. His biggest mistake was listening to Paul Ryan and Jeb Bush and the Bush family
working for him and supporting him that are.
Yeah, because they were part of the deep state. All DeSantis needs to do now
DeSantis
is to.
DeSantis
can still save us. You may not agree, but DeSantis could still save his political career. All he has to do. Is pull out now. Finish the job. He needs to pull out of the race now. Realigned himself with the people he started with in the beginning, and not the ultra left. You know, like people like Jeb Bush and Paul Ryan and the so-called socialists, communists, whatever, deep state. He needs to go back to where we were back at the beginning.
Yes.
You know, and focus on the family, focus on crime, focus on clear up the judicial system, keep his promises to people that he promised all along the line, and go from there. You know, and do things. Like I started the show off with earlier, we have a problem in our schools. We still got teachers that want to indoctrinate and recruit kids to be something they're not. They're going to teach these kids how to hate white people, teach them how to hate themselves, and they're teaching them how to be a boy to have a girl or girls to have a boy because that's what they want. They want to destroy the child. By the way, puberty blockers, you cannot get – if you take puberty blockers, you're sterile. Doesn't matter if you're a boy or girl. You're
sterile. I got a better one. How about the abortion pill? That's another bad thing.
The chemical abortion pills that, you know, that's how, thank you Walgreens for not selling it, but there are other stores that may. It not only kills the infant, the baby in the womb, but it also hurts and kills the one mother that takes them too. It destroys their insides.
The pharmaceutical has been pulverized. They're putting out things that are just bad for people.
Right. When doctors know that fentanyl kills, but yet they do a fentanyl patch to people that are doing other drugs,
right.
Knowing that the
right.
combination of drugs can kill a person,
right.
That's wrong too. And those doctors shouldn't be practicing anymore. They should be put in jail. Anyone that does fentanyl allows fentanyl should not be around. So that's
okay,
a big
so
thing
we
there.
Have fentanyl. I'm just saying the pharmaceutical industry is been lost.
Yep.
For them to want to push is so important.
By the way, that guy I told you, Alex, he'd rather send his kids to a drag story time rather than going to see to a church. That tells you how much hate he has for the kids.
That's the Twitter guy or the ex guy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, well, you know what? Knock himself out.
Yeah, I know.
You can't save stupid. You can't. Let him go his path, and he will find out in the
he
end.
He says, I only do interviews with real journalists. Well, he's an Indian.
Who's a real journalist?
I don't know. He does only with left wing.
Because they're all nutcases.
Right.
They don't give a shit about life. They don't give a shit about people or community. They only give a shit about their bullshit. And they show it well, don't they? They shovel it. So.
And there's another person called Sharon Stone, whatever her name is, saying that she said
Sharon
that
Stone
she's another
actress?
No,
Sharon
not
Stone
that.
The
no, not that. She yeah. says, and I quote, I don't support QAnon movies. QAnon movies is something. First of all, QAnon movies. First of all, Sound of Freedom is not QAnon movies. Angel Studios had nothing to do with QAnon. Angel Studios did The Chosen, did Jesus Christ. There's a bunch of movies. They're not QAnon at all, and they have pretty good people in there. And so that's the thing.
I don't sweat with the last thing. I don't even put any.
But he copped out. The guy copped out. He only talks to people that agree with him.
Turn back in time. They took glass because it was broken on the street and they didn't like it. So they made everything plastic, which is not biodegradable. Okay, which is stupid. Yep. And plastic beds, everything plastic. Okay. So that was stupid. So then today they do the wind turbines. That's stupid. Anything the left touches or the government touches always goes to crap.
Yeah, I know.
And people vote them in. All over the country, locally, regionally, nationally, they vote them in. It's stupid. And then they cry, oh, no, they're not doing it right. Well, don't vote for them. You know? Anybody who votes for shit, for stunks deserves the shit they should sit in. Okay? Wake up. Stop doing it. And then you will see a better tomorrow. Okay?
Yeah. Before we got 15 minutes.
There are slobs everywhere. And where I live, people just drop their garbage, man. They are slobs.
One of the greatest things about our rallies, maybe the Tea Party rally or the Trump rally or anything that we do, the corner rallies, we still have what they call the Tea Party rally, but it's done every Saturday from 10 o'clock. Into 12 o'clock and maybe longer on it's done on University Drive and in Davie. So It's all in Davey and Universal Drive, and I call him Griffin, Davey. It's Griffin and University,
really?
And Davey. And, yeah.
Flags, signs, and the whole stuff?
Yeah,
really?
They do it every Saturday. I was there a couple times last year.
How many people usually show up, 50 to 100?
I don't know. There was only a couple yesterday because
it
was hot. But you know.
Okay.
So,
well,
hey,
you know what?
Well, I'm going to tell you something. When Danita and Jack started it in the Freedom Corner, and 2009, we started with two or three or four. And then we ended up with 10, and I started marketing and stuff. We ended up to 150, 200 people, and then we split it to the Tea Party Sunrise a year later, and we ended up with about 100 people. That's where we met Marie Simonette and the Blacks for Trump and all that stuff. So that's a big thing there. And they gave me the information yesterday, and so I can start marketing for them. But it's on Griffin and University every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, and could go even longer out there. You got flags and posters and everything else. And over there, you got there's a lot of places. There's Publix there, so some food places there. The Tijuana Taxi down the block. So this is a place to go to eat and things like that. So it's a really good place to go. Right, that's on every Saturday.
2 hours of your day.
Every
Saturday.
Every Saturday.
You'll be supporting life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
The happiness and Trump and all that other stuff.
Right. Sending the message, letting people know, okay, and doing video on it and posting it. So people, we bring it back. The people will revive and say, I'm ready. I'm into it. The mission's on.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I had to make some time up yesterday, so I didn't get a chance to go there this time. But maybe next week, depending on circumstances, because, you know, whatever happens, happens.
Well, you know,
but
two things are, it's hot and it rains.
Yeah. That's the part. But, you know, there's places where you can say, yeah,
it's
really this place is really, yeah, you just places.
Wow.
You got Starbucks around there, and you got a bunch of other stuff. So there's a lot of places to go if it starts raining. You know, I like the sunrise tea party what we did in over at Sunrise Boulevard and Flamingo, because we had quarter deck. If it rained, we just go into there, and we had our lunch after rally lunch. Was good. At the Freedom Corner, we had a bunch of restaurants, including the bagel place. So, you know, and then there's a pizza
Diana
place.
Diana Ross, the people from, what was the backup name?
Supremes.
The Supremes were part of Maureen.
Yeah, they still are, and what's left of them. But, you know,
well,
and there's a lot of others out there. There's a lot of people out there, it's good, we got 11 minutes left. Trump rally success. Yeah, we got Trump rally success.
I'm going to go and do my thing. This is Scarlett Butler telling everybody I'll be back on Wednesday, happy hump day, and it's the second of August. So everybody,
it's
I'll
the
be
dark
back
day. It's the dark days of August.
Tell me about it. Everybody's going to be schwitzing.
First of all, it was hotter in the 1930s, so you know, than here. The people with these climate change bullcrap. It's been hotter in the 1930s.
Okay, if you know that, fine, I'll go with it. I can't answer that. I don't know. Everybody, have a great week. I'll be back on Wednesday. God bless you. God bless the USA. And bye, everybody.
You know, I want to tell you, Dallas Scarlett. We have a lot. We have people come in and out of the chat room. We got people that challenges on social media and debate, and they walk away, or they can't, or they still make excuses. That's legitimate journalism. I've been working in the media for about 14 years now. This show has been going to be approaching 14 years soon. The podcast itself is over three. We're hooked into a lot of different areas in the media. We have our own media network, and we've got a lot of good people out there, and all kind of goes back for years. So they're just jealous, number one. And number two, they can't debate. It's a cop-out. The people that only want to be interviewed by like people or softball players or softball throwers tend to have no guts, tend to have, they're very insecure of themselves. People that want to talk issues, like I said earlier with the abortion, if you talk and go back and forth, there may be some common ground somewhere. But once you get into a corner and you can't win that argument, they walk away because they like the comments that these people said. It's because they can't win an argument. One of the great things about this show, and we've done it for years, is anyone that calls in, good, bad, or otherwise, we talk to them and try to talk to them and debate them if we need to, or just have a conversation. And we have a lot of trolls that came in at one time or another, and it turned out to be, at the end, they got the message, we got a message, and we end up, and they come back a couple times because they know that we're giving them a voice, a chance to talk and go back and forth in discussion. People just doesn't want to do it because they know they're going to lose the issue. They walk, and that's what's happening with these idiots here. If you're a parent, I don't care if you're a single parent or a complete family unit, you have to fight for your kids. You have to fight to be in control of your situation and the environment they're in. You can't allow a teacher, a government, or anyone else to dictate how to bring up your child. The only way government interferes is if you're physically or mentally abusing them, or committing a crime. Otherwise, it's your child. And if you have the right to go to the school board and tell the school board to make sure that the kids are learning how to read, how to write, how to do math, history, everything the right way, not being indoctrinated, not being filled with full of hate, not to tell them to be something, not these pronouns and stuff like that. These people are not teachers. They're indoctrinated, they're enablers, they're predators. They need to be fired and arrested immediately. This guy challenged me to arrest them. No, I refer them to the proper authorities and let them handle it. This guy and others along with him will be fired down the line eventually. They'll be, because it'll be exposed. And we'll talk about this on Newsmax and other shows about this, because we have to spread the word. Our children are being attacked. Hillsdale College is great. They're raising funds right now, and they're doing to protect, to make sure that we can teach these kids the right from wrong and the basic moral fundamental rights and all that stuff to protect themselves and this country. Same thing with Alliance Defending Freedom. Same thing with the Heritage Foundation. Same thing with the Family Research Council and Moms for Freedom. All of those people, they hate people standing up to the left. These left-wing D-backs, these are predators. They are trying to hurt the children. This has got to stop. And if you talk to people about, even anywhere in Chicago or San Francisco or anywhere else, talking about the most common criminal in the prison cell today, in prison, is single parents, single kids, kids that come from single-parent households. It's always better to have a father and a mother taking care of the kids. We have to, especially in the minority communities, they need both parents there, and they're missing that, and that's why there's a high crime rate in the minority communities. It's because they're missing the father image, and that's something I need to do. We have to rebuild the family. Sometimes you don't know who your environment needs to be looked at. You don't know who you're dealing with until after these things happen. Why do you want to react? Why not proact? Start looking around you and change the environment to protect your children. Do your homework. Go to the schools. Go to do research. Make sure your children's being taught an education, not to be indoctrinated. Make sure your kids grow up with fundamentals, a basic fundamentals that will make sure that they not go into a gang or drug dealers or any of that stuff. Keep them from bad influences. And that's what you need. And that's what's got to be done. Anyway, we're going to let you go. Trump is going to be doing something next Saturday. We'll give you more. We'll get you more information during the week. And he's supposed to be in Florida this week in some areas. So keep an eye on that. I want to thank you, everyone, for coming on. Doc Northwest Media. There's another person that was on, Gavin Moorhead. Also join the conversation. All those millions of people listening to us around the world. We're in 130 nations worldwide. And we'll continue to grow. And check us out on The Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People Media Network. Check us out on thetruthisthetruth.net. Check out our podcast, The Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People podcast. And we'll see you on Wednesday on The Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Call our numbers 515-602-9657. Have a great evening, and we'll see you again on Wednesday.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I have today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this. this land.